All right, so I don't know if you heard, but Canada finally joined the U.S. and Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. How? What was this? Canada has finally banned the Chinese tech companies' equipment and telecommunication stuff on its 5G network. We already banned that here in the United States. The name of the company? Yes, you know, Huawei. And the reason? Because of major concerns over national security. Now, some people didn't believe this when I told them the other day. Yes, it's Trudeau. Yes. And Canada said it's no way to Huawei. Yes. And they get better. I promise you. I promise you. I work hard at this. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another hour of the Kim Komando Show. And, of course, you can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find us streaming as a podcast on demand, webcast 24/7, whatever you want, commercial free, over at getkim.com. You can also hear the Kim Komando Show, the nation's most trusted show about all things digital, on the American Forces Network Radio, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. And of course, I know that you have at least 12 questions about something digital, and that's why I'm here for you. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, let's start with five things that you need to know about tech, and it's happening right now. And the question is, will he or won't he? I mean, every single day, the speculation just increases surrounding Elon Musk. Is he really going to buy Twitter? And in the process, Musk is exposing Twitter's dirty little secret. You know what that is? Yes, it's bots, fake accounts, inactive accounts. These are Twitter customers and users that aren't really customers and users, but Twitter is using them as numbers when they're talking about just how big Twitter is. So Elon Musk is demanding that Twitter prove its claim, rightfully so. I mean, that 95% of all Twitter accounts are real. That's what Twitter says. But Musk tweeted that Twitter CEO says, we're not going to show you proof of that. We're sorry. And so if you take a look at Elon Musk's Twitter account, for example, it shows, when I wrote this, 93.8 million followers. Okay. Now, if you zero in, only 26.8 million followers have tweeted in the last 90 days. What? Yeah. So there's this company called SparkToro. And they estimate that about 24% of Elon Musk's followers are bots. They're fake. They're spam accounts. So Musk says, I'm not moving forward until we know exactly how many fake accounts we're talking about. So Twitter claims that they have 229 million users. Musk says, all right, maybe it's not 5%, but I'll give you 20%. That's 45 million accounts that are phony, run by bots. The deal is going to happen, but this has given Elon Musk a whole new way to negotiate to get that number down. All right. How about number two on our list of things you need to know? It sounded like a good idea. I mean, why would we not want a disinformation governance board? Well, in reality, it was unconstitutional, downright Orwellian to control anything that was published on the internet. Everybody was up in arms about it. The White House has put the whole idea on hold, and they sent its soon-to-be director just packing. And if you look at America's problems today, okay, what do we have? A sharp rise in violent crime. You have mass shootings, crippling cyber attacks, even this national shortage of baby formula. Who would have ever thought that? I mean, do we really want our government to police what we write, what we see, what we read online? And I want you to think about this. This is what happens every single minute on the internet. Every single minute, we have about 575,000 tweets that have been out there. We have 4 million people that are suddenly watching YouTube videos. We have 4,000 people reading Yelp reviews. We have 175,000 apps that are downloaded. This is every single minute. 16.2 million tweets, or texts rather, have been sent. 231 emails have been sent. So you can see these numbers are just astronomical. They're just huge. I mean, I'm not really sure how the Department of Homeland Security would think about policing all this when we have big tech out there saying, oh, even with our billions of dollars, we can't police what's on the internet. We don't really know what's going on. We can't stop all the bad videos and the conspiracy theories. But for some reason, DHS said, no problem. We got that down. Wonder how. Let's look at number three. Streaming is bleeding. That's right. Netflix and chill is turning to Netflix and kill. The data has shown this past week, overall cancellations hit 3.5 million people in the last quarter. Okay. That's an increase from the 2.5 million cancellations in the past five quarters. Whoa, what's going on? What's happening is that there's just too many options out there, and Netflix has raised its price, but everybody's raising their prices. YouTube TV, when they came out, it was $40 in 2019. Now it's about $65 a month. Okay. Hulu increased their prices to $55 a month. And in 2020, they raised it again to $65 a month. So what this means is that if you haven't looked at all your streaming bills lately, you really need to just sit down and say, okay, how much am I really paying? And was it really worth all this time, effort, aggravation to cut the cable? Because I may be paying more. You want to look at that. But look on the bright side. After this whole pandemic, the kids are finally back in college in person and they're not on Zoom. Let me tell you, that was the most expensive streaming service that I've ever paid for. All right, number four, crypto stars are now silent. What is going on there? Now, you might remember this past year's television broadcast of the Super Bowl. It was just loaded with celebrity endorsements for all sorts of cryptocurrency. Now, where are all these Hollywood types now? Now that, well, crypto has crashed. Okay. Think about this. NBC charged $7 million for each 30-second ad within the Super Bowl. And it was a complete sellout. And it was full of cryptocurrency ads. How about Matt Damon? He was there for crypto.com. And in his, he said, "Bravery is in a process" ad, comparing the invention of virtual money to the Wright brothers and the moon landing and telling potential investors just to be brave. Yes, crypto. Then there was Reese Witherspoon. Love her. Crypto is here to stay, she says, commercial. Gwyneth Paltrow, she was out there for Bitcoin. Paris Hilton was hawking Ether. Mila Kunis and comedian Larry David, they were in on it too. Now, this is what's interesting. The New York Times reached out to all these superstars for a reaction. What do you say now? Crickets. That's right. That's all they got. That's right. New York Times, they said they're still waiting for a response. And finally, number five. Wow, finally, shopping carts are getting smart. I mean, you know the drill. You go to the supermarket, you grab a cart, you go through all the aisles, you put a whole bunch of stuff in your cart. I mean, think about this. And then you get to where the checkout is, and then you end up taking everything out of your cart to put it on a conveyor belt, and then for a cashier to scan it, and then to put it in bags, and then to put all that stuff in bags back in your cart so you can put it in your car. Wow. There's got to be a better way. Albertson is putting self-checkout grocery carts in some of their stores. They're made by a company called Veeve, and they're just loaded with tech. And by the way, this company called Veeve was founded by two former senior Amazon managers a couple of years ago. Here's how it works. So in case you see these in your stores, you get the cart and you go up and down the aisles. But these shopping carts use cameras and sensors, and then they start adding everything up as you pick stuff off the shelves and you place them in a cart. Take it out of the cart, it automatically knows to deduct it from your bill. But there's no checkout line. Wow. I mean, I tried the self-checkout line. It's okay if you got like under five things. If you have over five things, the self-checkout line is just a pain in the neck. Amazon has launched its own product called Dash Carts. Kroger is going to have them in their stores too. Can't come soon enough. This is a true story. My husband and I were watching a man pushing a shopping cart with a ladder on it down the street. And Barry said to me, do you think he asked to borrow the cart or do you think he stole that? I said, probably the latter. Get it? The latter. All right. Coming up in this hour. Oh, my gosh. I had such a hard time trying to put it all together because there's so much that I want to tell you. We're going to talk about Apple AirTags and some ways that you might want to use them that you haven't thought of before. Oh, we have four insider secrets to getting the lowest hotel room rate online. And, oh, my gosh, you are all going to love this because I get this in my email all the time. I mean, Kim, I'm tired of Google. I want to get away from Google. What can I do to get away from Google forever and still have a whole bunch of cool stuff to use and to save my stuff and to get the cloud and the pictures and everything else that I get with Google? Well, that's coming up in our DIY security tip still to come this hour. And, of course, we have all of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, if you're too shy to be on a national radio show, but you still have a plaguing question, or maybe you just have a great story to tell me, I'd love to hear them. Just head over to komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim, and you fill that out. And then I read every single note that you sent me. As a matter of fact, there was one that a gentleman sent me. He's one of our local affiliates. And he was telling me that he was like at a dollar store or something like that. Oh, Family Tree store he was. And on the PA system, you hear, you know, hey, Susie, what's the password? I need to get into the store's computer. And Susie screamed across the floor, my password's 123456. Gosh. Could you imagine? Wow. Coming up in just a few moments, some great ways that you could be using Apple AirTags or those tile trackers. And how about we start this hour with Scott in Cape Coral, Florida. Hello there, Scott.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on. Big fan.
Appreciate that.
I got to tell you, I'm always amazed at the depth and breadth of your knowledge. It seems like there isn't a question that you don't have some kind of solution for.
You know what? It's my life's passion, really. I mean, you know, when you don't do anything else but hang around tech all day, it's kind of like, and it's fun. It's fun. Well, thank you for your kind words. So what's going on with you?
Well, I had a question. In campgrounds, when you're camping, it's becoming so popular, and a lot of campgrounds provide internet, but it's not very good quality.
Right.
And then because the campgrounds are so large, they use, I don't know, relayers, I guess, to try to, you know, get you good coverage. So I'm wondering, is there some way when you're in a bad coverage area to have your own rerouter or an external antenna you route into the camper? Or is there some way to capture that signal and get a better signal inside?
You know, Scott, absolutely there is. How often do you go camping?
As often as I can.
Okay, right. And so, because there are the cheapo solutions, there are the homegrown solutions, and then there's like the daddy dog solution, right?
Okay, well, maybe this would help a little bit. We do travel to campgrounds, you know, where you're just wheels up and rolling and seeing different places. But we also have a little place that's kind of a permanent little hidden spot in the Appalachian Mountains, where we could set up something more permanent, if it would.
Okay. All right. Have you done the Appalachian Trail?
No, I have not.
That's on my bucket list, but that's like a long time to really like be like out and about, you know, one of those things. All right. So, you know, what you can do, there's a company called Sea Crane, and they make a lot of Wi-Fi antennas, okay? And what I'll do is I'll go through. I don't know what their current product line looks like, so let me go through and see which one that would be the best for you. And so basically what the whole idea is that you're going to have Wi-Fi, and then you're going to try to bring the signal in as close to wherever you guys are camping as possible. Now, you know, there's only so much that it can do, right? I mean, you understand that. So it's like if you only get 3 bars, maybe you'll get 3.5 bars or 4 bars. If you have 1 bar, maybe you get 2 bars, but there's no way that you're going to have like 1 bar and suddenly go up to 5 bars with an outdoor antenna. Okay.
Anything will help.
And then in addition to that, you also have to keep in mind like what type of thing might be obstructing that signal as far as you need a clear direct line of sight. Now, the ultimate solution is to pop a satellite dish on your roof, but that becomes really, really pricey. And there is this other solution. There's a company by the name of Wineguard. And Wineguard, they make antennas for all kinds of things. And they have this solution. They actually reached out to me, and I haven't had a chance to test it yet, but it sounds really good, is that they actually have made routers and Wi-Fi extenders that will not only use Wi-Fi, but that will also piggyback and use any type of 5G signal that you might have as well. So if you're sitting there and you have, you know, a couple of bars on your cell phone and a couple of bars on Wi-Fi, then you can bring that in, and it's a router extender type of package. Now, it also works on 2.4 gigahertz and 5.8 gigahertz, but the range is phenomenal. It's up to 2 miles. And so,
wow.
So now you just said, wow. And so I hope you're sitting down because the price is wow. Okay. We're not talking about a $150 antenna. We're not talking about a $200 antenna. We're not talking about a $500 antenna. Okay. We're talking about an $850 package. Okay. That gives you gigabit LAN. You have USB tethering. It's Cat 6. Like I said, it's just, if you're looking for the high performance solution that can get whatever's on the outside, put it on the inside, then this is something that you definitely want to take a look at. So what I'm going to do is inside the Commando community, I'm going to post a link to this as well as any type of sea crane antennas that I can find that are definitely very good. And they've had historically some really good reviews over time as far as being able to bring in Wi-Fi from, you know, far places. And I'll post all that over inside the Commando community. And again, that's commando.com/community. Coming up, we have some creative ways to use those air tags. And if you're fed up with Google, we've got the answer here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, let's talk about some Apple AirTags and some creative ways that you can use them. And I guess I'm talking about AirTags, but it also works for, you know, tile trackers if you're on Android. So some ways that you can use these little trackers. You can put one on your pet's collar. You always know their location. I have one on my big, bad golden retriever, Abby. She's wonderful, really. You can put one in your purse, your wallet, your briefcase. Good idea if you're traveling. Throw one in your checked online baggage so that this way if the airlines say, hey, we don't know where your baggage, you'd be like, I do. You can put one on the bottom of your bicycle seat. You can put one in the center console of your car. So you always know where you parked your car. If you have young children, throw one in their backpack. You can put one on your keychain. Of course, you should always have one on your keychain. And if you're shipping something expensive, a novel use is for you to put one of those in the box when it goes out on its way. All right, moments away from our DIY security tip. It's all about getting rid of Google for once and for all from your life forever. And how about we go back to the phones with Wesley in San Ramon, California. Hi there, Wesley.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha. What's going on?
I use a MacBook Pro, and I keep my operating system up to date. And I use File Vault to keep my hard drive encrypted. So I'm wondering if websites can still track me such that I should use a VPN. And I'm also wondering if that has any effect on cookies.
Well, anytime you get on the internet, your ISP knows exactly where you're going, right? And so that's one way. When you use Google, they still know where you're going. If you have a Google account, if you're on Facebook, they're tracking. If you are on Facebook and you are always logged in, then anything that you do is pretty much, it's really hard not to be tracked. What are you concerned about?
Nothing really. But just general idea that I don't like to be tracked, you know.
Sure, I get it. And it's funny.
So keeping your hard drive encrypted, I thought maybe prevents outsiders from seeing what's on there.
Well, to a certain extent, yes, that is true. But when you're out on the internet and you are saving your preferences and there's cookies and you have your certain login accounts, and as you are going about your business, it's pretty hard not to be tracked. It's incredibly difficult to be tracked because you leave a footprint everywhere you go, a little digital trace. As a matter of fact, they say that, and they being the marketing companies, they say that that there is an infinite number of data points that they are collecting on each and every one of us right now. It used to be like 20,000, 50,000, and now it's like, no, because every time somebody goes online, they give them another piece of their data. And so you mentioned a VPN. A VPN is fabulous. It's a virtual private network. And of course, you've got all these different VPNs. And what it does is it will give you an encrypted tunnel from point A to point B. In addition to that, it also kind of like File Vault, it will prevent from certain files from being executable and allowing them to actually get through this network or this wall that you put in with a VPN. ExpressVPN has been a longtime sponsor of the show, and when I use, I recommend, and I think everybody should be using a VPN, Wes, because it does give you that extra layer of security and precaution that you need. Now, there are tons of VPNs out there. You know what? I know. And a lot of them are free, okay? And I know you're tempted to use the free versions, and gosh knows I love to save you money every time I turn around. But the deal with free VPNs is that, well, number one, that they are tracking everything that you do, okay? Number two is that you're probably not going to have the best experience, meaning that it's going to slow you down. It may not give you all the different connections that you need. But primarily is that you don't have that true security. You may think you have it, but it's free. Anytime something's free, you're the product. You are it. Tag. And that's why I use ExpressVPN, because it's really kind of a funky thing, is that everything that you do on that VPN is actually stored in the server's RAM, so nothing's ever written to a hard drive. And so with ExpressVPN, you can, you know, sit back and be assured that, you know, nobody's going to be looking at any type of logs. And it's really wonderful that they have this type of technology. They're the only ones that do. They are a sponsor, full disclosure. And with ExpressVPN, if you go to expressvpn.com/Kim, you're going to get 3 months free. But in answer to your question, anytime you go online, Wes, it's going to be tracked. You can do what you want, but anytime you have these online accounts, and we all have them, is that you're leaving, again, these data points. There are ways to be truly anonymous online, and it goes back to using the Tor browser, which, gosh, you know, you could do that if you want, but still, you know, you're still not truly anonymous because your ISP still knows everything that you're doing and still can be tracked that way. It's a slippery slope that we've come upon. And Wes, thank you so much for your call. Let's go ahead. And speaking of, let's talk about some alternatives to Google. All right. What the heck is going on with Google? I mean, you're tired of all the tracking. And this week it's brought to you by one of our great sponsors, Total AV. If you're sitting there with all the threats on the internet, phishing sites, password stealing, malware, this is another piece of the security puzzle that you need. You need a VPN, and you also need a really good antivirus program. Just one. I don't want you to stack five or six. You just want one antivirus program. Total AV is the industry-leading security suite. It's easy to use. It's received the renowned VB100 Award for detecting more than 99% of malware samples for the last 3 years in a row. And what I love about ExpressVPN is that, you know, this protection plan covers up to five of your or your loved one devices under a single plan. That's it. One plan. And because you're a Kim Komando Show listener, I've negotiated an exclusive discount for you, an introductory discount. You get the first year Total AV for just $19, right? And that's for those five devices. And so whether you're on Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android, just install the easy-to-use app and you're protected. But you have to go to this address, protectwithkim.com. Once again, protectwithkim.com. All right, Google. Wow. They know a lot about all of us, don't they? And if you're tired of being tracked, tired of sharing your entire digital life with them, and tired of just saying, you know what, they just have their claws into so many things. First of all, you stop using Google.com. So what can you use then? You can use DuckDuckGo. I'm not a huge fan. And, you know, before you decide to go with DuckDuckGo, what I want you to do is to do the same search at DuckDuckGo as you would with StartPage. And I think you're going to find that StartPage gives you better search results. Why? Because StartPage actually pays Google for the use of its search algorithm, but that strips out all the tracking and advertising that comes along with it. So you got other alternatives. Ecosia. What is that? Yes, it's a search engine, but every time you use it, they're generating some money and with some advertising, and then they're planting trees. There's Dogpile. That's been around forever. Kittle. That's if you got little ones at home. You've got Quaint. There's also one called Swiss Cows. Don't bother about writing all these down, because what we're going to do is give you the link to the whole list. So if you're not, don't want to use Safari or Edge, okay? You don't want to use Chrome. There's Mozilla Firefox. And then there's the Tor browser I just mentioned to Wes. It's an encrypted browser. It keeps your browsing habits secret. What if you don't want to use Gmail anymore? Okay, there's MailFence, there's StartMail, there's ProtonMail, there's Signal. Now, what about YouTube? I don't want to use YouTube anymore. There's Rumble, there's HookTube, there's Vimeo. You can store pictures without Google with Amazon Photos. You know, you may not know this, but you get unlimited full resolution photo storage from being an Amazon Prime member. There's iDrive, there's iCloud. You can use Apple Maps and Here We Go. So there are some options. So if you're sitting there and you're thinking to yourself, I am just so sick and tired of Google having total control over me and my data, head over to komando.com. That's KOMANDO.com. And when you're there, just click the link at the top that says Kim Show. Still to come this hour, how to make sure that Amazon Alexa isn't keeping your recordings. And we have more of your great phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, before we go back to your phone calls, some insider secrets to getting the lowest hotel room rate online. Okay, first of all, if you want to do this, you need a strategy and you need some time. Okay, where do you start? Kayak, Expedia, or Hotels.com. Those are some really good places to start. But the first secret is that you want to find the lowest rate at all these sites and then call the hotel's reservation desk directly. Because a lot of hotels, if you say, hey, listen, I found this rate online, can you meet it or beat it, that they really will actually do that if you book with them. Or you might get some extra amenities if you book with them. Maybe you'll get like a free breakfast or something like that. Number two, if you really can, you wait until the day that you need it to book a hotel room. I mean, this makes only sense if you're not traveling to like Waikiki or Miami or a really busy place, or if you're traveling for a convention, because you're probably not going to find a hotel room there. But if you do, Hotel Tonight.com and One Night can also help you score a deal. So those two sites, Hotel Tonight and One Night. Number three, start thinking about your memberships, AAA members, AARP members, seniors, government employees, students, military. You also qualify a lot of times for discounted hotel rooms. And finally, secret number four is the number four, right? Four in the afternoon on the day that you need a hotel room. Because why? Hotels know that the odds of you securing or them selling that hotel room at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's going to be pretty slim. And then that's when they're going to give you like a really smoking deal. Or what I do is I always ask for an upgrade. I mean, is there an upgrade? One time I got upgraded to the presidential suite. I was like, yes, so nice. All right, still to come this hour, we're going to tell you how you can make sure that Alexa isn't keeping your recordings. And back to the phones we go with Candace in Camden, Maine. Hi, Candace.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Good. How can I help you out today?
So I'm going to be opening a day spa, and I'm hoping you can help me weed through all of the software out there marketed towards spas and such, and help me pick the best one for like a one-person show.
Well, this is really exciting, isn't it?
Yes.
And so how long have you been planning this?
I started planning in January, and I'm getting close every day. All the major stuff is done, and I'm really just working now on the advertising pieces.
And then how is your spa going to be different? What's the big draw going to be?
I've never been asked that question. Well, I mean, I primarily just do Botox and fillers, and it's something I've been doing at another spa for many years, and I'm just excited to be able to have my own brick and mortar and put my own flair on it.
Well, you know what? I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you. I'm excited for you. I mean, there's nothing like being an entrepreneur, but I always warn other entrepreneurs is that you're going to work your butt off. You know, it's just, okay. It's just, there's no ways around it. And I mean, even now, if I see a light bulb, I just change the light bulb instead of asking somebody to go change the light bulb. I mean, it's just, you know, it just becomes your passion. And it's, for me, sometimes it's like, okay, I want to go to sleep, but I have all these crazy ideas in my head. You know, just stop it already. Just stop.
Yeah, I hear you. It becomes like all consuming. Like you have one thing after another that pops up that requires your attention.
Yes, it does. And multitasking. And I'll tell you one of the things that I have found, and I have tried all the programs. I mean, I'm telling you, like okay. Evernote, reminders. I mean, you know, as far as like, oh, this is going to be great. I'm finally going to stay organized. I tried the bullet journal. I don't know if you tried the bullet journal. That's a big craze. And now I just write everything down in a composition pad. And it seems to help me, you know. And it's like, you know, you think like with all this tech around me, be like, oh, Siri, remind me to, you know, no, just write it down. You know, just get it down.
I have my composition notebook in front of me.
Excellent. Yay. All right. Okay. So let me tell you about a website that can help out. And because I really want you to do the research. I can't say, because I don't know enough about you and what you're planning and how.
Okay.
I mean, but I can tell you that, this is going to have to be HIPAA compliant. It's going to need scheduling and invoicing. If it did some email marketing along the way when you're having a special, right?
Mm-hmm.
Summer's here, get rid of all those lines or whatever you wanted to say along the way.
Yeah.
And if it could also integrate and give you reminders for inventory control and, just to have that focal point of like a whole business management system. Is that there's a company called Capterra, and that's Capterra, Capterra.com.
Okay.
And what Capterra does is that you will type in medical spa software, okay? And mm-hmm. then it'll come up and say there's Booker, MindBody, or DemandForce, and a whole bunch of others. And they'll give you a feature list of each one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can compare. You check the box and you say, I want to compare this one against this one. And then it tells you how much it is. Okay. And it does it all for free. Okay. So now you're sitting there saying, all right, Kim, it's for free. So like, how are they making their money? Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you look at these lists, I want you to pay attention because the ones on the top will say sponsored. Okay.
Okay.
And so if they're sponsored, they may not be the best. Right. They might be the best, but it's you're never too sure that it's the best. And so, and they have some, like they'll say, do you want to talk to somebody? Do you want to chat with somebody? You're smart. You're just going to go in there and look at the research and you're going to figure out how much it is. And then you can, once you get the name, that's when I would Google the name of the product, like Booker or mm-hmm. like MindBody, and Google the name with the word review.
Yep.
And then you'll be able to get some unbiased reviews, probably, from people who either love it or hate it. And then that can kind of send you on your way. So, I can't be an expert in everything, but I can tell you where to go for the research. And it's not through Google. Mm-hmm. And it's at this Capterra site. And that's Capterra, Capterra.com. Now, when you get settled on one, Candace, would you drop me a note back and tell me which, tell me which one you selected? And why you selected it, and keep me posted. Now, as you get your business going, if you need help with email marketing or advertising or SEO, Facebook advertising or whatever, give me a call back, because then I'll help you take this business to the next level by using the right digital resources. Candace, thank you so much for your call. Still to come this hour, how to make sure that Alexa isn't keeping your recordings here on the Kim Komando Show. All right. It is truly a dichotomy, isn't it? That Amazon says that your Echo device isn't listening all the time. Amazon says it's only listening for the wake word. You're like, what? Okay. So how can you be sure that Amazon is not keeping a record of everything that you say? Okay. Well, Amazon says that it keeps recordings of your voice commands to, quote unquote, this is what they say, improve the accuracy of your interactions with Alexa. Great. Thanks. But who knows who has access to all these recordings and what they're doing with it? So first, I want you to do is open the Alexa app on your iOS or Android. It's a little hard to find, but there's a menu option that says Manage Your Alexa Data. That's where the magic is. That's where you stop recordings. You can tap Choose How Long to Save Recordings, then pick Don't Save Any Recordings. Now, the good news is this also wipes out any of your recordings on Amazon servers. Now, if you need the exact steps on how to do this, look no further than the official homepage of The Kim Komando Show, which is KOMANDO.com. And stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed hour that you don't want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network. I mean, who would have ever thought that you could go on the internet to help tune your guitar? What is that about? That's right. Just go ahead over to Google. You type in Google Tuner, and you can see it right there at the top of the results page. It's pretty slick, but this is even one better. If you ever have a song stuck in your head and you don't know what it is, Google can actually help you. On your mobile device, open the Google app or find Google search, and you tap the mic icon and say, hey, what's this song? And then you start humming or singing for about 15 seconds. I was impressed. I mean, with my bad voice, Google knew what I was singing, so that was really something. I mean, because after all, the urge to sing The Lion Sleeps Tonight, it's always a whim away, a whim away, a whim away. Yeah, I know. Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to another hour of the Kim Komando Show. It's America's most trusted source for all things digital. It's the largest show about all things digital, and heck, I was even in the Radio Hall of Fame. I was inducted this past year, and that was pretty amazing to me. And we talk about living the best digital life ever, and you can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And, of course, we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find us streaming as a podcast, a webcast, over at getkim.com. And you also join the community. And I'd also like to say thank you to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio. That's our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force who are protecting our great nation while I speak. And I'm sure you have at least, I don't know, a few questions about something digital. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. Once again, that T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's start this hour with five things that you need to know about consumer tech that's happening right now. And these are things that are happening online, and maybe it's going to influence the products that you purchase, maybe what you think, heck, I better start selling that old gear right now while I still have a chance. And let's start with a trend that you might not have heard about: photo bombing a phone's home screen. What? Yes. Here's the deal. Instead of sharing photos by texting them to somebody or putting them on Instagram or Snapchat or TikTok or whatever, there's been a surge of brand new apps that let you send photos to just your closest friends. And I'm telling you, these apps are being downloaded by millions of people. They're at the top of the charts, the Apple App Store and Google Play. Two that I checked out, one is called Lock It and another one's called Live In. Now, both let you share photos immediately when the phone's unlocked, so without even opening an app. Now, all these photo sharing widgets are fun. And yes, there are no ads with them and no comments and no likes or anything like that. And so basically, you're going to put this app, your friend has the app, and goes, you know, just gets sent. Boom, 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 boom. Okay. Sounds fabulous. But there is a big but, right? Any photo that can be sent right to your phone's home screen and anybody can see it, even if the phone's locked. So use these apps with caution. I mean, imagine that your phone's sitting there on the table. You and your Nana are having a great talk about futures and how when she was a little girl, and you're talking to her about what you want to do when you are big and strong. And or maybe you guys are just talking about something like, you know, her best apple pie recipe. Okay. And then your phone lights up. Bing. And then there's that picture. And you're like, Hi, Nana. Yeah, that's my crazy friend. And that's my crazy friend naked. Yeah. Sorry you saw that. All right. Number two, I want you to start watching the bills from all your apps. If you use Apple's App Store, they're making a ton of changes and it's going to impact your bills unless you're super careful. Now, for starters, your app subscriptions are going to auto-renew without your explicit permission. Okay. Even if the app maker raises the monthly price or annual price. So if you have an app and you're paying for it and the developer starts, you know, decides to raise the price, it's not like you're going to get, oh, by the way, I just want to let you know that we raised that price. No, you're not going to get any of that. There are some confusing things, though. Apple's rules say that if a developer increases a weekly or monthly subscription price by more than 50%, and that difference is over $5, it doesn't qualify. So here's an example of it that I read over at The Verge. And I actually had to read this a few times, so I hope that this explains it to it. Say you have a subscription that costs $60 a year. The developers could raise that subscription to $90, $60 plus that 50%, and it would auto-renew it without you having to opt in. Wow, that's a big jump, right? Now, if you have a monthly subscription that's $15 and the developers want to raise it to $22, in theory, you'd have to opt into that because it's less than a 50% increase, but it's over the $5 cap. Okay. All right. I know. This is all high-level math. The bottom line here is that you want to set a reminder to review your Apple and Google Play app subscriptions once a quarter, or if you really want to do it, I would suggest once a month. Like, for example, that meditation app. I mean, it sounded like a really great idea at the beginning of the year. And you're like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to do all this. But now that you're paying $5.99 a month and you're not using it anymore, it might be time to cancel it. How about number three in our list that you're going to love? No longer lost in translation. This is really something. Google started testing live translated captions in Google Meet. So imagine this. You're in a Google Meet with somebody who doesn't speak English. They speak French and German, Portuguese, or maybe Spanish. Okay. As you're having that Google Meet in real time, whatever they're saying is being translated into English, or if they're speaking Spanish, it translates back into English. So translated captions is all over Google Meet. And it's one of these things that if you haven't checked it out, and if you are having Google Meets with people who speak different languages, you can now communicate in real time. This is like Star Trek stuff. Okay. And so here's where it's happening. When you're in a Google Meet video, hit the More button and then Settings. And under Captions, you just pick the translation language that you want. It's really something. Again, that's Google Meet, the More button, Settings, and then under Captions. Let's see. Four on our list is if you're a serious biker. Wow. This is something that you need to check out. Do you remember when you were just a little kid and you would just ride your bike through the neighborhood with no fear in the world? And, you know, but when I was a kid, we didn't wear helmets. And, no, you know, you didn't really think about it. You could really even get hurt. Well, this is not just for those bikes. These are for real bikers. Garmin just upgraded their, I know, they name all this stuff, the Varia RCT 715. The RCT, everything in tech always has an acronym. It stands for Radar, Camera, and Taillight. Yeah. Anyway, now this is a gadget for your bike. It has a 1080p 30 frames per second camera with 140 degree field of view. It also has a built-in accelerometer that triggers the camera and will capture video from before, during, and after an incident. The taillight on this whole contraption is visible up from a mile away during the day. The rear view radar will warn you of approaching cars from up to 153 yards away. Then you have the Garmin cycling computer, the Garmin watch, the Varia app. It will all work with that. So, you know, if you're a serious biker and you're on the roads a lot, it's very dangerous. And take a look at this. This might be something that you might want to put into your arsenal there when you're riding your bike to keep you safe. It's the Varia RCT 715. It costs around $400. All right. Number five on our list is a new smart cane. What? I know. I saw this and I thought, this is really ingenious. I mean, if you use a cane or you're a caregiver for someone who has a cane or you think they should be using a cane, this is really something. It's a smart cane. And I guess what you're thinking, like I did, like how can a cane have smarts and what kind of smarts would it have? Listen to this. On the inside, it has 12 built-in sensors that do a whole bunch of things. It will track the activity, measure how much weight that the person's putting on the cane, and also their gait speed. Now, when you're looking at the cane, it's pretty much a cane that you'd be able to buy at Walmart for like 10 bucks and it's made out of wood, but this one's not made out of wood and it's got a whole bunch of smarts on the inside. On the handle of the cane, there are three buttons, one to make a phone call. How smart is that? Another to turn on a flashlight. Yes, thank you. And a third one that can alternate between stuff that the cane is tracking, primarily your gait, that will also tell you how likely that you are to fall if you are using this cane. There's a small screen on it so you can see the tracking. It's saved on an SD card. Now, the smart cane is called Can Do. It's not cheap. It's $300. You can reserve one for $20 on their website. They say that shipping will be happening soon unless production and delivery gets delayed. Now, the good news is, though, that the shipping container from China, it's on its last leg of the trip. Ooh, rough crowd. All right, coming up in this hour, oh, so much to share. We're going to talk about how you can save some big money on a new iPhone or Galaxy. We have brand new or not true. And also we have a secret that the cable, phone, and ISP companies, they don't want you to know. But I'm going to tell you here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder is that you can always drop me your email, your questions. I love to hear from you. And I'm the only one that reads it, by the way. Head over to komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. And right next to that, there's a link that says Free Newsletters. Yes, that's where you get our free Kim Komando Show newsletters. And you go to komando.com/subscribe if you want. But we send out breaking news and tips and the current. And if you like Windows, Android, Apple, you want smart home stuff or travel, you know, when you sign up for our newsletters, make sure that you check the boxes for your preferences so that this way we always give you just the content that you want to see. That's over at commando.com/subscribe. And let's see, moments away and going to tell you some insider secrets on how you can save money on your iPhone or Galaxy. But back to the phones we go. And how about we start this hour with Tony in Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Tony.
How are you doing, Kim?
Thank you. Thank you, Tony. What's going on?
I had a couple of friends pass away.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And I have all their texts on my phone. And then the most important one was my girlfriend passed away last month.
Oh, my gosh, Tony. So, that's horrible. I'm sorry to hear all that. That's well, you're having COVID, a really rough time.
Rough year, yes. But I don't want to have to screenshot everything. So I'm trying to figure out how I can save the text.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice that now we have digital memories, right? We can refer back, we can look at, and we can reminisce the good times and really, you know, still have a connection with that person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, what kind of phone did you have? Did you say what kind of phone you had?
I got a Droid, Samsung.
Right. Okay, not a problem. Okay, so
Galaxy Note, I think.
Yeah. So what you want to do is that if you've got an Android phone, there's a particular program, and normally I like to recommend like two or three programs, but this is the one that does it. It's called SMS Backup and Restore. And what it does, it allows you to save all of your text messages. It includes group messages. It includes any pictures, music, videos, anything along those lines. Okay. You can find it inside the Google Play Store. It's called SMS Backup and Restore. Once you get all these text messages, what are you going to do with them, Tony?
I periodically read over them, but, you know, it's kind of hard to scroll back through several years worth of text and pain in the butt, actually.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was asking, you know, may I make a suggestion? Is that once you have, you know, everything backed up, the pictures and the words and, you know, any type of videos or whatever, but especially the pictures and the words, is that it's pretty painful to do this. It is pretty painful because this is your heart that you're dealing with. And there's no boundaries here, right? Like it just goes away like tomorrow, you know, is that you can make yourself a book, right? And go onto one of these, you know, Shutterfly sites, for example. You can go to MPix or anything like that, and you can make yourself a book where you have the picture and the text or whatever the words were, and then, you know, and then it could be a hardcover book for you to refer back to and for you to keep reading. And so, like
oh,
you
that's
said,
a good idea.
And so instead of scrolling, and then, you know, may I make a suggestion too, is that leave space on the page for you to write your thoughts, for you to actually write words back to her. Because that's very, very therapeutic, or at least it is for me in these type of situations.
It's been a tough month. That's for sure.
So once you get them all digitized, you know, think of other ways. I mean, I like a book because there's nothing like being able to write down your feelings and getting them out. And I think, you know, that might work for you. And my bitch, it does. Works for me. I think it'll work for you too. All right. Once again, that's called SMS Backup and Restore. If you're on an Apple product, you're going to want to use iExplorer. Once again, that's iExplorer. SMS Backup or iExplorer. Tony, thanks for your calling. Let me know how it works out or if you need anything else, okay? I'm here for you. All right. Here's the deal. If you want a new phone, but you can't afford the latest and greatest, you can still get a great phone for less. Now, unless you're really into photography and video, there's not a lot of difference, say, between the iPhone 13 and 12. That's almost 2 years old. You can pick up a 12 for around $700. Now, you always want to make sure that the refurbished phone is under warranty, and you have to be very careful that, you know, it has everything that you need in it. And if you're looking for a refurbished Samsung, I want you to hit the Samsung site. But the best place to check for refurbished phones is over at the Apple site or on Amazon.com. Stay right where you are. Brand New or Not True is coming right up. Now, Brand New or Not True, of course, is America's radio game show sensation where you can play along at home and say, hey, is that brand new or is that not true? Now, when playing Brand New or Not True, I present you, the home listener and home viewer, and let's see, podcast listener and everybody else who's listening on your favorite radio app or on your phone or desktop or computer. There's just a whole list of ways that you can listen now. Three products, two are fake and one is absolutely true. I make up the fake products. They don't exist, although I think maybe some of them should exist at some point. And it's up to you to decide again which is the real product. I don't give out any product names because some people cheat. That's right. And we have a special guest contestant for Brand New or Not True. And if you ever would like to be a special guest contestant, you can always drop me a note over at the website, commando.com. And in the top right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim, because not only do you get to play along with me directly, but you get the much coveted Kim Commando Show fanny pack. Yes, priceless, priceless. And joining us this week to play Brand New or Not True is Lisa in Logan, Utah. Hello there, Lisa.
Hey, Kim. Thanks so much for letting me play. I'm so excited.
And then what do you do in Logan, Utah?
Well, in Logan, we're retired, but we go up to Alaska for the summers and we do tours for the cruise ship passengers.
Oh, do you? And what kind of tours do you have?
So we take them out on a boat. We take about 40 passengers out on a boat, take them and show them the sights in the area. And then we take them to a lodge where we feed them an all-you-can-eat sea fest. So it's a seafood boil.
Oh, yummy. How fun is that? Makes me want to go to Alaska now, especially because
you should absolutely come. It's beautiful.
Because, in Phoenix today, I think it's 110. I think so.
Well, it's actually going to be warm here today. We're going to get up to 65.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's a tough one. I hope you can handle it.
I may not be able to, but we'll see.
Okay, you ready to play?
I'm going to give it my best shot.
All right. I know you well. Okay, product number one. It's a certain first for parents, right? When the baby takes her first step, rides a bike, first smartphone, signs up for every social media platform possible, drives the family car, goes on her first date. But who are his or her friends online? And who are they exchanging jokes with, or even those risque photos that the kids are doing now? Well, now you can know for sure. There's a new parental control app that lets you control who your child friends on Instagram. When someone reaches out to follow your child, that person has to fill out a form, Lisa, including their name, their home address, the average household income, GPA, and hobbies. Three photos also need to be submitted along with a cell phone number and links to their own social media profiles. So you get an alert when someone wants to follow your teen on social media and you have 24 hours to respond. Yes, they can. Otherwise, the request vanishes without a trace. It's $5.99 a month. Okay. That's product one, number one. Are you ready for number two?
I am ready.
Okay. Now, Lisa, when you're ordering takeout, there's a question that no one really likes to answer. How do you know for sure that the person preparing your food hasn't spit in it? What kind of germs could you get from those burgers to your chocolate cake delivered right to your door or to the place where you're eating? Well, thanks to technology, you can know for sure. There's a new saliva scanner. It's a handheld device that analyzes biomedical composition, allowing it to detect enzymes that are only found in human saliva. It's a must-have for germaphobes, as well as for, you know, people who regularly insult waiters. You just hold the scanner over your meal, and its patent-pending UV photoaltaic light will show green where any human saliva is located. Especially works well if the person smokes pot. Scientists have discovered that 3 out of 5 habitual marijuana users developed an overproductive saliva glands. And when asked if there was anything to be done, one leading scientist said, yes, you can either spit or get off the pot. Sorry. Okay, product number three. There are chopping boards for your kitchen. Then there are the smart chopping boards. This, my friend Lisa, is the future. This comes with 4 distinct parts, a main bamboo chopping board, a secondary antibacterial board for veggies so you don't have that cross-contamination, a third heat-conducting defrosting tray that helps rapidly thaw frozen foods without you trying to figure out how to do it in the microwave, and lastly, the base, which is a scale. Now, of course, it works with the smartphone app, which counts calories, that's right, as you weigh your ingredients. And then once all your prep work is done, the digital display can function as a kitchen timer. And the board itself, oh my gosh, becomes a knife holder with magnets. Now, I don't need this because I use my Ouija board as a chopping board, Lisa. That's how I make soul food. Get it? Soul food? All right. $189. Okay, so product number one is the Teen Social Media app. Product number two is the saliva scanner. And product number three is the smart chopping board. So, Lisa, it's a lot of pressure, but tell us, which one do you think is the real product?
I would actually go for number three, just because components of that I have heard of standalone. And so, you know, maybe somebody's combined them.
Okay, let's see what our judges say. That was Lisa's final answer. Product number three, the smart chopping board. You won, Lisa. Yay, bravo.
But that was awesome.
While it's app,
yes,
waterproof
here, listen.
Digital scale allows
got everything.
Me precise control over each intake calculation.
That's right. It is. It's absolutely it's real. Absolutely real. And, you know, I was so tempted to order one myself when I was writing about it. And I was like, all right, no, I can't get this because, you know, we're moving. And I'm like, okay, this is just going to be another box that I need to
pack.
Yes. Another box that I need to carry from point A to point B that's probably going to stop at point C and D. I mean, it's just, you know, so.
Right?
Yeah. So you won a fanny pack. So now when you're giving these tours in Alaska, you need to be wearing the fanny pack. And then people will say.
I absolutely will. I will do that because I think you're awesome. You do so many good things. You know so much that it's awesome. I love to listen to your show.
Oh, well, thank you, Lisa. You're sweet. Now, I know you have a question for me.
I do. So while we're in Alaska, our internet is horrible. Every time we try to stream anything, it buffers. You know, it buffers for like 2 minutes and then you can watch it for a minute.
That's so frustrating.
And so it's terrible. So what I have done is I've taken all of our DVDs and just digitized them and put them on an external hard drive.
Wow. Okay.
But we can then plug into a DVD player that has a USB port and then watch them that way.
Okay.
But sometimes I don't want to watch John Wayne at night.
Why? Come on.
I mean, I know all the movies by heart, I have to tell you. But sometimes I just want to watch a chick flick and watch it on my iPad. But I don't know if there's a way that we can plug the external hard drive into an iPad, if there's an adapter or something like that.
Oh, Lisa, there is an adapter for everything now, right?
Well, I kind of thought so, but I didn't know what it was. And I thought, Kim Commando will know.
Well, it's just it's so crazy when you start looking at everything that you can connect to this, to that. You know, it's mind-boggling. And they're not very expensive. I mean, I remember, you know, obviously years ago when it would be like you needed this cable would only work with this. And then you needed that cable. And then it was like, oh, my gosh, just forget it. I'm going to send you a link to this, okay, this product. It's about $30 on Amazon. And it's a 5-in-1 docking station. Okay, so you'll be able to use it with your iPad, the hard drive, your iPhone. It has a USB camera. It has comes with a 2.5-foot lightning cable and an HDMI adapter. I mean, it has all this stuff in there for like $30. Like, wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So also, instead of carrying like 8 different adapters, you just have this one. And I think it'll totally work out for you. And I want to know where your tour is. I'm serious, because if I'm going to Alaska, I want you to give me a tour.
I absolutely will. We're in Ketchikan, Alaska.
Awesome.
So we're the southernmost port for the cruise ships.
Well, you know, many years ago, I went to Alaska with my parents. I'm talking about many years ago. And my dad was from Queens, Astoria, and my mother was from Brooklyn. Okay. And then I grew up with all my siblings in New Jersey. So everybody had already moved out of the house. So it was just my parents and myself. And we went to Kodiak.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so I'll never forget this, is that my father was Russian-Ukrainian. And so there on Kodiak was a Russian-Ukrainian church.
Yep.
And we walked in the church, and the priest came, and he looked at my father, and he said, "Richie, how have you been? I haven't seen you for years."
Really?
And I looked at my father, and he's like, yeah, he was the priest in Astoria when I was a little boy growing up.
That's awesome.
I know. Wasn't that? That was like the coolest thing. I was like, looked at my father. I'm like, that is really something. You know, like out of all the gin joints in China, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, here we are in Kodiak, Alaska with a priest that he hasn't seen for probably 30 years. And wow, it was, I'll never forget that. But what a beautiful state Alaska is. Lisa, thank you so much for playing along. And again, we're going to send you out that Kim Komando Show fanny pack. All right, let me tell you about Epson, because I know you guys trust me to give you the straight scoop, especially when it comes to tech decisions that really impact your everyday life. So we need to talk about some huge news, because the era of ink cartridge conniptions is officially over. These are those panicked freakouts that happen when you're printing and your ink cartridges just run out of ink, always at the worst possible time. And the next thing you know that you're losing it and you're shaking your fist at an inanimate object. We've all been there, right? But now there's the Epson EcoTank cartridge-free printer. This printer uses big ink tanks and comes with just a ridiculous amount of ink. You can kiss those small, expensive ink cartridges goodbye already. With Epson EcoTank, you just fill and chill. And I'm always looking for tech updates to make your life easier. And this is at the top of my list, because there's nothing more terrible than outdated printing. So do what I did. Switch to the Epson EcoTank printer. Pick up your EcoTank at Amazon, Dell, Microcenter, and Epson.com/EcoTankChem. That's Epson.com/EcoTankChem. All right. Our digital life hacks tip is for all of you who have crappy Wi-Fi. It's for all of you who have a router that is just not pulling its muscle anymore. It's for those of you that have the wrong router in your house. And over at Komando.com, we put together some AI and some intellectual know-how, patented technology, so that this way you can take our router quiz, our Wi-Fi fixing quiz. And we have a link to it over on the website. It's if you want to go, it's Komando.com/router quiz. And there's a hyphen between that. But you just answer some basic questions. And then our IT geniuses have worked with artificial intelligence. So in the background, they are selecting at that given moment which router is the very best one for you. So you ought to check it out right now and solve those Wi-Fi issues forever. Head over to Komando.com/router quiz, or we've got the link over at Komando.com/Kim Show. Hey, stay right where you are. We got more coming up, including your phone calls and a secret that the cable, the phone, and the ISPs don't want you to know here on the Kim Komando Show. Now, if you're not already getting my daily podcast, oh, you're so missing out. Well, actually, there's two, now that I think about it. There's Kim Komando Today, which is Monday through Friday. And Friday is actually a special edition of Kim Komando Today. That's when we do Tech Refresh. That's a special podcast, I like to call it. It's Allie and Matt. And we do just a great job with that. And then Monday through Friday, you can also get the Daily Life Hack and the Daily Tech Update. And so wherever you get your podcast, just make sure that you search for Komando with a K, of course. And make sure that you subscribe and give us a nice rating for Kim Komando Today and also our Daily Tech Updates. And let's see, back to the phones we go with John in Atlanta, Georgia. Hi there, John.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha. You betcha. So how can I help you out today?
Well, I'm trying to find a solution for my high school class. Okay. I'm 76 years old, and most of our class members are active but are not very astute with computer stuff. So I'm looking for a way to have one email address that everybody can use without people having to import lists and having to fight between having an Apple or a Windows machine, or disregarding what sort of email service they are using.
So what
is that, John, possible?
Well, what's the goal, John? What are you trying to do with this list?
To be able to communicate among our high school graduates that we get together often and would like some way to communicate without as much trouble as we're having, as much effort, I should say, as we're having right now.
And how are you doing it now?
Importing a list from Excel.
All right. Okay.
Well, and that means only the moderator uses it, but I'd like for it to be where everybody can put out a blast of what's happening with them, with their family, or whatever.
Well, you know, you can certainly do that, and you set up a distribution list, okay? And then people can send a note to the distribution list, and then it gets sent out to everybody, okay? You know, that might annoy some people, just saying, because then they're going to get an email where like, oh, great idea, or no, you know, that's not what. But so there are different ways that you can set up a distribution list. And so I'm happy to help you. How many people do you have on the list?
We've got about 60.
Okay.
Small number.
All right. Well, 60 still might be a little hard to manage in the amount of email that may be sent. But you could set up some rules in the beginning as far as, you know, only send something out when it's super important. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to post the steps on how to do that over inside the Commando community. And you might want to think about a Facebook group. You might want to think about a blog. You can set a Facebook private group. That, and this way they can share photos and images and, you know, texts and things like that and communicate that way too. But if you want to do it by email, happy to help you out. And I'll post all the instructions inside the Commando community. That's commando.com/community. Coming right back, a secret that you need to know that your ISP and cable companies aren't telling you. You're on the Kim Commando Show. Okay, there's a secret way that you can save big money on your monthly bills. Yes, and you're traveling, you're going away, maybe you have a second home. You put your service on hold for 30 days or more. It's called vacation hold or seasonal hold. And what the provider does is it pauses your phone, your internet, or TV service while you're not home. You don't have to return any equipment. You don't have to change a thing. You keep your email address. Might cost you just a few bucks a month, but you might want to check it out. It's called vacation or seasonal hold. Hey, stay right where you are. We have another hour coming up here on the Westar Multimedia Network. Okay, hackers, that's what they do. They hack. A 19-year-old hacker says that he was able to remotely open all the doors and windows of some Tesla cars across 13 different countries. Okay. Turn on the radios, flash the headlights, even start the engine. And this is the really frightening part, began keyless driving. Wow. Let's think about something. That's a Tesla. I mean, imagine missing a payment on a Tesla. I mean, the car could just drive itself back to the dealership and say, here I am. Okay, don't laugh. That's totally possible. And you see, it's just an example of the wealth of knowledge that you get here, you know, hour after hour as we talk about everything digital and you live the best digital life. And it's a nation's largest show about all things digital. It's called the Kim Commando Show, of course, because I'm Kim Commando. Funny how that works. America's digital goddess. And you can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And we're streaming as a podcast, a webcast, commercial-free, 24/7 over at getkim.com. And a special thank you goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio. All right. Let's talk about future tech so you get a glimpse of what's to come in the world of technology. And we're going to start with a tractor. What sounds more low tech than a tractor? Hardly anything. Well, John Deere, the company that was founded back in 1837, you know about those iconic green tractors? They are now shipping a fully autonomous tractor. Wow. Now, it isn't just a self-steering tractor. Okay, they've been making those for about 25 years. This one is controlled by a smartphone and the ability to plot where it's going to be plowing. It has all the bells and whistles. Think about this on a tractor. Artificial intelligence, machine learning, 6 cameras, 360-degree obstacle detection. Now, the tractor didn't go all electric. I'm actually surprised by that. It runs on traditional diesel. And here's the deal. It's pretty expensive. You ready? $300,000. Well, they say that's about in line with a regular tractor. But, you know, just think about the opportunity for a future country song. You know, you picked a time to leave me, John Deere, right? It's a John Deere letter. Get it? John Deere, I'm sorry. All right, we'll just pretend that didn't happen. Number two, Amazon wants more of your data. So you got Alexa on your kitchen counter. Maybe it's built into your refrigerator. Alexa is now going to be in your fridge, too. That's right. And it's going to have tech that's similar to the Amazon Go system. in that when you take things in and out of the refrigerator, it's going to be keeping track of it. What's on the inside, it's going to learn what kind of food that you usually buy, what you like. So it can make suggestions when you're running low. Probably at some point, just go ahead and send you whatever is running low. But you have to buy your food from Amazon Fresh or Whole Foods. You also get recipes. And if they're smart, they're going to add a feature, though, I really think that we should have a feature on our refrigerators that will send you like a push notification that the moment that the vegetables are getting moldy. I mean, wouldn't that be nice, right? It'd be like a spoiler alert. Thank you. Number three, when your owie needs a smart Band-Aid. Bandages and Band-Aids. We haven't really seen a lot changing on that over the years, except for thanks to some scientists in the University of Bologna in Italy. Yes, while they were eating their pasta, they dreamt of this. It's a new smart bandage that can tell doctors when the wound has healed. And this way you don't have to remove the bandage to actually check. So there's a sensor built into the bandage. It reads moisture levels coming from the skin. And then once the data is collected, it's transmitted to an app. Of course it is. They say that it's not going to cost a lot of money, but it's going to be a while before we get them. They're not even saying when. Number four, let's talk about military uniforms. That's right. The U.S. military, they're always looking for new ways to build some tech into their uniforms. And now they have some wearable tech. And it's not a typical headset that you might be thinking of. They are researching microchips that could be weaved into the fibers of a military uniform. The polymer fibers, they say, could contain tiny microchips, hundreds of them. And then think about this in a military uniform. So excited that the fibers could record, store, and transmit the data. Could also generate power, protecting the soldier wearing it. It could alert others if a service member is wounded. And these are the Army uniforms of the future, they're saying. It's going to monitor the health metrics, heart, respiratory rate, body temp, muscle data. They've been developed already by some researchers over at MIT. According to the Army, these fibers are so thin and flexible enough to pass through a needle. Wow. And enough to power AI applications. And finally, number five, say goodbye to messy burritos. Yes. Okay. I love a good bean burrito or a taco. But the problem is the filling, and it falls out. Okay. Welcome to Future Tech, a new world order where burritos stay burritos in tech. A group of super smart engineering students from Johns Hopkins University, they've come up with this new invention using technology. They're calling it Tasty Tape, edible sticky tape designed to hold a burrito together while it's being eaten. That's right. They don't want to say what's inside of it, but they do say that all the ingredients are safe to consume, food grade, and are common food and dietary additives. Okay. Just want to tell everybody who's listening and also to the researchers at Johns Hopkins, I love this. I think it's a great idea. But any Mexican grandmother will tell you that if you have an issue, which you really shouldn't if you fold the burrito the right way, you simply use a tiny bit of water and flour and you can mix it like glue. That's right. But now we have some high-tech tape for burritos. I'll tell you, I really like burritos. I could taco about them all day. All right, still to come, we're going to be talking about some cryptocurrencies and what's going on with that. And also a quick tip on how you can stop your ex from popping up in your memories. And we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. Love to hear from you. And if you're too shy for national radio, it's okay. You can still email me and I read every single note. Just head over to komando.com. And in the top right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. All right. How about we start this hour with Darcy? Hello there, Darcy. Glad to have you with us.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a big fan of your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. How can I help you?
My son is turning 6 in a few months, and I am considering getting him a cell phone. But I want to see what my options are because I do not want him to have access to the internet or mobile data. But I do like the idea of getting him a good camera and having a phone that can have music on it, now, which is why I was debating against a flip phone versus a smartphone.
Now, did you ever think that you would say that? I want to get my son a smartphone.
I don't want to think it now.
I know, you know, because sometimes it's like, wow, did I just say that? You know, what's going on? I will tell you that my son was 3 when he had his first phone. So, but
I feel better.
It was really at that point, it was just, it had 3 buttons on it. One called Mom, one called Dad, one called Grandma, and that was it. So
those don't exist anymore.
I know. Unfortunately, they don't. You know, when you start looking at phones for kids, what a lot of parents do is they'll give them the hand-me-downs. But as you know, and you're astute in knowing this, is that, you know, if you give them a hand-me-down, you're handing them down the internet, right?
Yes.
Social media, games. And, you know, I've always said that, you know, that that you're just a few clicks away from anything that you should never see on the internet. And that's something that you might want to start talking to your son about. I know that it's really early, but if he ever goes over a friend's house, a relative's house, he hops online, they may not have the controls. And that I used with my son the word uncomfortable. So if you ever see something that makes you uncomfortable, let me know. Because that kind of covers a whole bunch of things. You know, it does, that word.
That's true.
And I found him, like, when he was 8, believe it or not, some girl in his class was sexting pictures. Like, wow, really? I mean, where's mommy? You know. So in answer to your question, you can get him a phone, but I want you to make sure you get good parental controls on that. But if you're looking for a phone just for a child, it's called the Gabb, G-A-B-B. It doesn't have any internet, doesn't have any games, no social media. It does have GPS locations, unlimited talk and text. I think it's about $25 a month. And what's nice is that there's no contract either. But it's a phone that you could give a five-year-old where he could take pictures and you guys can communicate back and forth. Because even if you guys are just communicating in emojis, and because obviously at 5 he's not completing dissertations quite yet, although he may in just 6 months. Is that you can always send hearts and thumbs up and things back and forth. And again, you'll know exactly where he is. I'll post a link to this phone over in the Q&A forum. And so in case you want to check it out there, it's going to be right there, Darcy, as well as for anybody else who may be listening to the show and you have a similar question about, you know, how do I give a relatively young child a phone and not worry about all the bad stuff that's on the internet, too. All right, let's see. Up next, we have Richard. Hi, Richard. How can I help you out today?
Hiya, Kim. It's so great to talk to you.
Well, welcome. Welcome. What's on your mind today?
I let someone remotely into my computer because of a boner mistake, and I was wondering how to really lock it down and redo it and protect myself now that someone's been in there.
Yeah. Who'd you let in?
It was actually one of those phishing scams. I got an email online from Amazon, or I thought it was from Amazon. And it was a tech, or actually the email was telling me that someone, I purchased a computer and someone in Nevada was going to receive it. So as a knee-jerk reaction, I called the number and I didn't realize until it was halfway through the conversation, it was a scam. Oh. So the guy was told me, you know, he could take that almost $3,000 charge off of my email, off of my Amazon account, if I would let him into the computer so that he could actually confirm that I was hacked. And he was hacking me. So.
Wow.
God, and I mean, that's just the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Oh, you know what? It's so easy to fall for it. It is, because you just freaked out, right? And you were afraid.
Yeah, I did.
So they go after
absolutely
the fear.
Yeah.
Well, wow. We need to make sure that he didn't install anything while he was in there.
Right. Well, so far, I have actually redone the Windows computer.
Oh, okay, beautiful. Okay, good. That's smart.
Reinstalled Windows and
all right. You get a gold star from me for that. Now we need to make sure that your router's locked down and they didn't open up anything like remote administration. Leave that channel open because that could be a setting in your router that's still activated. I would change the router's password, of course. And really spend some time going through those settings. But really, the big thing is to make sure that pipeline that they use, remote administration, is turned off. depending upon your router, it could be called something else. But just look for something like remote admin. And if there are any if there are any firmware updates for that router, it's not like they ever going to call you up, Richard, and say, hey, by the way, just want to let you know, got a firmware update on your router. No, they don't do that. So while you're nosing around, make sure that you have everything locked down there in the firewall. And you might just want to see if there are any firmware updates just for your computer in and of itself, just because you don't need it for the what happened, but just as we're going through every little step. But be sure that that router is totally locked down. Richard, thank you for your call. And it serves as a warning to everyone. You know, don't have a knee-jerk reaction. Stop, think. Give it a couple of minutes and then look at it. It's probably a phishing scam. It's so frightening when you've been hacked. You just feel like you've been totally violated, don't you? I mean, it's like, what else do they have? What kind of copies do they have? What did they do with all that information? Yeah. And if you ever need any type of security tips and advice, make sure that you sign up for our security email newsletter. And we only send out breaking security alerts. So don't worry about getting spammed. You're not going to get anything. Only happens when it, you only get an email rather when it happens big. So head over to commando.com/subscribe and make sure that you're getting our breaking news alerts. All right. I got to tell you about LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs makes it quick and easy to filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and who you'd like to hire. You can create a free job post in minutes to reach your network and beyond. I love LinkedIn. Post your job for free right now. Do it now at LinkedIn.com/Kim. Terms and conditions apply. That's LinkedIn.com/Kim. All right. We all have that certain person that maybe we don't want to see in our photo memories when it pops up. I mean, maybe it's your ex after a bad breakup, or perhaps it's just too soon after a loved one has passed. That's my case. I had to like, you know, not see pictures of my mom for a long time. Or maybe a pet has passed to be reminded of the good times that you shared. Well, here's how you can hide your photos, but you're not going to delete them. And why don't we start with the big dog? We're going to start with Google Photos. So it's really easy to do. You just tap your profile photo, select photo settings, go to memories, and then you can hide people and pets. Now, you're also going to see a grid and you can mark those who you wish to hide. You can select a date too. So maybe you think you'll be ready to see all those photos again and maybe in just a couple of months or maybe a couple of weeks. Now, if you're using Apple Photos, it works pretty much the same way. You're going to go into albums and people. You select the person and you say, feature this person less. Or individual shots are blocked, but you may still see that person in group shots. And if you don't want to do that, then it's like never feature this person. So if you need these exact steps, hit the website at commando.com. Stay right where you are. Crypto news is coming up. All right, still to come this hour, we're going to have telltale signs that your computer hard drive is failing. And also the answer to the question, how many steps should you be really taking per day? What do the scientists, what do the researchers say? And of course, we have joining us right now our very own crypto gal, Allie Seligman, here on the Kim Commando Show. Hi there, Allie.
Hello, Kim.
So, you know, I get the calls here on the show, and it's always somebody says, they do, they sound like this, Allie.
You say, Kim Commando.
Kim Commando. That's what they say. Kim Commando, I know if anybody knows this, that I can trust you. How do I make money mining cryptocurrency, even in the crash? I mean, maybe now's a good time to start mining cryptocurrency. I mean, you know, because I'm certain like a lot of people got out of it, right? I mean, like, why would they do it? Is it a good time to start mining?
I am going to shatter hopes and dreams and hearts one more time and say, no, unless you are willing to put in a lot of time and a lot of money to go up against these companies that have invested, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars just in the hardware alone. It's not going to happen for you.
I know. It just reminds me. I know we already talked about this once on the show, is about that story that was in Business Insider about the two kids who are making like, I don't know, $1 million a year. And then you start going into it. It's like, well, not really.
they have space in a data center and they pay IT pros to man it for them. Yeah, it really adds up. And the other big expense is power, right? So it leads me to the latest report from the Cambridge Center for Alternative Finance, which is a very fancy name, and the thing they do that we care about is they put out this report on how much power is used to mine Bitcoin and which countries are doing this the most. Okay, the latest report, it looked at last September to January, and for the first time, it's pretty cool because it actually breaks down the states in the U.S. that mine the most Bitcoin, which we'll get to.
I was going to say, we should, okay, if you're just joining us right now, we want you to guess, okay,
yes.
And say it out loud To all your family members and friends right now.
Shout it out.
Okay. And if you're in the Commando community chat, you can just go ahead and post it right now. And the question is, Allie, which state mines the most?
Yes. Which state in the U.S. mines the most Bitcoin? We'll get to that in a minute. First, which country mines the most, Kim?
China.
It used to be, but no. Ooh. Now the U.S. is the leader, about 39%.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What happened to China?
Well, last year, Bitcoin mining was declared illegal.
That's right. I totally forgot about that.
But here's the little twist. So it did go down to zero for all intents and purposes in these reports. No more mining in China. Well, that didn't last. The mining is still happening. It's just happening illegally. And they're back up to 21% of the overall mining activity in the world. So
that whole Bitcoin ban in China really
it didn't seem to take.
Yeah, it really, you know, it's funny how like sometimes, you know, and people still can't like get through the great firewall, so to speak.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Anyway, so back to the U.S., where is the most mining happening? The top state, it was shocking to me. If you asked me, if you said, okay, Allie, $1,000 bet, you have to pick a state, I would have picked Texas.
You know what? I was just going to say Texas.
Yep, that would have been my guess, too.
Because I was thinking, you know, you've got Austin, Dallas, Houston, you know.
Lots of cheap wind and solar power, which, you know, going with that renewable energy is really what miners are looking for. But no, number one, at a whopping 31%, Georgia.
Georgia.
Are they using peaches? Like what's happening
here?
Yeah,
what's going on in Georgia?
Well, they're a very crypto-friendly state. Lots of tax breaks. There's a lot of incentive for people to come there and do it. So that's number one. Texas is number two at 11%. Remember, Georgia at 31. So it's far and away the leader. And then we've got Kentucky, New York, and California rounding out the top five.
Wait, you know what? I'm sorry. The outlier there is Kentucky.
Yes. Another one where it's a crypto-friendly state. The politicians are saying, come on, come here, get some cheap power. Let's do this. So,
Is that what they're getting, cheaper power? I mean, do they get cheaper power if you're mining versus somebody else?
In some cases, there is a special deal in Georgia for some of the miners where they are getting power cheaper. That's really what this all comes down to, right? Because mining Bitcoin, requires a lot of power. Aside from all the equipment, that's the other huge expense. Once you have all the stuff, you just have to pay to run it all the time. So miners look for the most affordable energy. They go to those places. But then what happens? When the demand goes up, the price goes up, right?
Right, yes.
Like economics 101, UC Berkeley actually did a study. They looked at, it was just upstate New York. And they said, all right, based on the Bitcoin mining that's happening here in upstate New York, what's the impact like on everyday people and businesses and their energy bills? Get this. It pushed up the power use. It pushed up the annual electric bills by $165 million for small businesses and $79 million for individuals, which breaks down to, I think for regular, you know, households, it was like 10 bucks a month higher, but that's not nothing.
Right. No, it does. I mean, you start adding it all up and you see, gosh, yes.
A lot of money. And that's mostly because until recently, there's no incentive for power companies to generate extra power. And so, you know, it just goes in this normal supply and demand until now, when you can make a lot of money with extra power. And that's when you start to see cool innovation happening. So over in Texas, ground just broke on this massive solar and battery powered Bitcoin mine. This thing is aiming to be this completely sustainable. It runs on Tesla's solar and storage and all that.
Wow.
And I think the thing that's really cool about it is once it's up and running, there's going to be a dashboard online that anybody can go to and you can see how much power they're generating and how much money are they making, how much Bitcoin are they actually mining?
That kind of uncovers the curtain. I mean,
exactly.
So that this way we can really see. I'm still surprised about Texas, but I think I'm going to move to Kentucky. What do you think? I think the Kim Commando Show is going to be originating from Kentucky. Allie, thanks for all that insight about mining and just kind of like, now we have to see like if anybody in the community actually got it right as far as Georgia. Maybe we should move to Georgia. Hey, Allie, thanks for being here. Thanks for that insight. Sign up for a really great tip. And this week is brought to you by iDrive. And they just keep earning praise. Leading tech publication PC World just named iDrive the best overall cloud backup solution for 2022. And after testing against the other top cloud backup solutions, PC World noted iDrive remains the most comprehensive online backup service. That's why I've been recommending iDrive for years. It's simply the best cloud backup service available. It's easy to use, affordable, includes generous backup space, and you get plenty of room. iDrive can be used to back up all your devices, your PCs, your Macs, your servers, your smartphones, and more, all into one account. With their industry standard encryption, state-of-the-art security, rest assured your data's safe. I love that I can automate backups and never have to worry about running out of space. And plans super affordable. Start less than $7 a month. Use my name, Kim, at checkout. You'll get 90% off the first year. Head over to iDrive.com and use my name, Kim. iDrive.com, use my name, Kim. You might need them if your hard drive, because it usually only lasts 3 to 5 years. When it dies, poof, goes all your files. So if your computer is sluggish, a reboot doesn't fix it, it's a possible sign the hard drive's not in great shape. Be aware of any strange noises, any clicks and buzzes, especially anything that sounds like a cat meowing. You might hear some warning beeps, might not. Don't ignore it. It's not difficult to replace a hard drive, but if you don't know what you're doing, just let a local repair shop just do the job for you. Hey, stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls coming up. And then later on, how many steps a day should you be taking on that wearable here on the Kim Komando Show? Hey, just a quick reminder, if you're not already getting our newsletters, head over to komando.com/subscribe. And how about back to the phones we go with Linda. Hello there, Linda.
So what's going on in your life? Well,
2020 had brought our whole family so many blessings, and it brought a big decision for my husband and I, Tony. We decided to sell everything that we have this spring and go full-time RVing, and which my next step was, I flushed Facebook and Twitter. Now how am I going to post my pictures for my family, you know, to kind of keep? So I thought, well, maybe a blog might work out really well and keep it as private as possible. Mm-hmm. And I can post pictures and nothing too current, you know. But I don't know, am I jumping from the frying pan into the fire? I mean, what do you have for suggestions for keeping us fairly safe?
Now, you remember Jackie, right? Okay, you know, Jackie did the same thing with her husband, Hal. They sold everything. I mean, they literally opened up their house and said, if there's anything here you want, you should take it. I mean, including people came and took the curtain rods off the walls. I mean, and so they're living in now what they call a bus. It's a 70 foot RV. And then they have a trailer behind with their Corvette. And it's really, and they're just having just a blast at it. And they're actually, when they go from RV park to RV park, they actually get jobs while they're there, because then they get a few nights free or discount. Mm-hmm. And then, as Jackie says, it gives them something to do. So, like, Hal will be like the greeter to new people when they get in the park and show them all around in the golf cart, you know, stuff like that. It's funny. But, you know, they had kind of the same idea initially. They put everything up on Facebook, but over time they've just stopped posting a lot of pictures. They just said, you know, it's just not something, it's just taking too much time. And they felt like they were, what Jackie told me is that she was feeling like she was more obligated to take the picture and do the blog than enjoy it. So they've stopped doing that. Now, of course, you know, with Facebook, as you said, it is big tech, and they are tracking, but they just make it so incredibly easy. They do. Okay. And everybody's already on there. So it's simple to share it out. It gets a little bit more difficult if you want to do a blog, but if you want security, that's where you can do it. I mean, you can also make a private Facebook group if that's what you wanted, but of course, still the data tracking's there. And the whole idea of curating news feeds and only showing me what I want to see and manipulating me so I stay on there. But if you wanted to do a blog, I would encourage you to take a look at Wix, W-I-X, Wix.com. They make it really easy for you to do a password-protected website. And so you could put your – and it's a template, Linda, so you just can import that in there. and just point and click. And it's really probably one of the simplest ways to make a website. And it's free, or you can get some, or you can pay a few bucks a month. Squarespace is also really easy to use. And then you mentioned blog, and there's Blogger. So of the three options, that would probably be if you wanted to get away from big tech's influence and you want to have your own destiny and you don't want people tracking you and you still want to keep it private, you just do the website and, you know, having a blast with Linda and Tony, or whatever it may be, .com. And then you can set it all up that way. So give it a shot. Take a look at it. Give Tony a big hug for me, especially on Valentine's Day. And then keep us posted, okay, on how you're doing. And send me a photo every once in a while. I don't go on Facebook hardly at all. I just have to keep it open for the show. But I still would love to always hear from you. You have my private email address. You can always do it that way. If you have any questions along the way, Linda, you know where you can find me.
Yeah, you don't want to put your whole life on social media. Let's see. Alan, you're up next. Hi, Alan.
Hello. Hi, Kim.
Welcome to the show today. What's going on?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I've got a problem that I hope you can help me solve. In a small office, we have three people in the office, and my brother, who's also my coworker, is on his Bluetooth a lot. He's got an iPhone with the Apple earbuds, and I can't tell if he's on the phone until I've interrupted his phone call.
And then he gives you a dirty look.
And he's used to it now. It happens a lot. So I got to looking for some kind of a light that I could buy for his desk. They would alert me to when he's on his phone, and I couldn't find such a thing. I see that they're available for hardwired phones,
right,
but I could not find anything for a cell phone, and I'm hoping you can help me find one.
Yeah. See, the problem is that the Bluetooth connection can only be used at that time for his earbuds, right? And so if we want to put something else into the mix, then we have to think outside the box. Now, you're right. They have these fantastic lights. We have to think outside the box, outside of the Bluetooth box, so to speak.
Okay.
And there is a way that you could do it using Alexa, if then or else.
Okay.
And this is where you would actually set a command. So when he's, you know, when he may have to hit a button or something, that this light.
Okay.
That this light will actually activate. And so he, you know, whether or not he wants to hit this light depends upon how much you actually annoy him when he's on the phone.
Right. Okay. Well, or how preoccupied he is. And that if it's not automated, because I thought about, we're in construction, so I thought I'd get him a hard hat with a flag that you could raise. but you know, he takes the calls. He's answering, solving problems, answering questions, and he doesn't probably think to push a button or raise the flag.
Yeah, that's the problem. You know, the other thing that you could do is if this was an option, is that there's a company called VTech. And what they allow you to do is to use your cell phone as a handheld phone. So if you were to think, because a lot of people are like, oh, you know, when I'm at home, I don't want to hold that thing up to my head, or I don't want to use a Bluetooth.
Yeah.
I want to use like an honest to God handset. And so VTech makes a way. It's a great product where you can have actually two cell phone numbers tied to one handheld phone, like a wireless phone, the old school wireless phone. And also goes to a base station that actually has voicemail, believe it or not, if that was something that you wanted.
Wow.
But then, you know, he'd lose the convenience of having his AirPods. So, you know, at this point, what we can do is figure out how to do this with that Alexa if then or else statements, which I think is going to be possible because it gives you a lot of customization. And other than that, it's going to be holding up a sign or him, like everybody else does. We just point to our ears and go, yes, here, right here. This is what I've got.
Right.
I've got somebody in my ear.
So he eventually does that.
Well, it absolutely does. So that might be an option to you. So let me do this. Let me give you a link to Ben's solution as far as, you know, hooking all these red lights together. And
yeah, that'd be great.
And then, you know, the only thing that Ben has said before is that sometimes we were all working from home. We still are. But at that point, we were just starting to work from home. And he turned on the red light that's actually in the family room to let everybody in the house know that he was on a Google Meet call. Mm-hmm. And like 6 hours later, his wife knocked on the door and said, "Are you done yet? Because the kids and I are really tired of being quiet all day." Okay.
That's funny.
So you just have to remember to turn that sucker off. Well, so I'll send this out to you. And so for everybody else, if you're listening, and thank you so much for your call today, Alan. Do appreciate you getting through. That's such a great idea, isn't it? This way people just don't bother you. Hey, stay right where you are, because still to come this hour on the Kim Komando Show, how many steps should you be taking? What does science say? I have the answer still to come. Okay, our fitness trackers say that we should take 10,000 steps a day, but what is truly the research? Well, the University of Massachusetts says that people who walked at least 7,000 steps a day on average were 50 to 70% less likely to die of any cause for the next 10 years compared to those who took fewer steps. So you might be thinking, well, what if I do 12,000 steps? You can put your shoes away. After 10,000 steps, the health benefits, they just leveled off. And get this, there was no correlation between mortality and how fast you're walking. So just stroll your local park and neighborhoods and get between 7,000 steps and 10,000 steps a day. Of course, me in your ears always makes the time go faster. And don't forget, the show never ends 24/7. You can find me at KOMANDIO.com.